Adult ESL Conversations Expressing Sympathy and Phrasal Verbs Audio by Leola Motley. Copyright, C, 2018, all rights reserved by Leola Publications. This audio teaches ESL learners how to convey sympathy in English, and how to use phrasal verbs. Sympathy is used when a person is sympathetic to a person's situation or a specific situation. Expressing sympathy is a key element of knowing how others are feeling, and what they are experiencing. It is a crucial skill to learn, because it helps people communicate with each other effectively. Phrasal verbs are very important to use. Adults learning the English language must learn the importance of phrasal words. They must learn how they are used, and why they are used. In this audio, sympathy and phrasal verbs will be learned through doing case studies, completing and making sentences, along with other fun activities. This audio covers English conversation in a broader perspective. The student will learn about expressing sympathy and phrasal verbs as a case study to help the student express him or herself in an appropriate way. One of the hardest things for an ESL student to learn are phrasal verbs. Phrasal verbs must be heard and read in context, for a student to understand how to correctly use them. At the end of this audio, the ESL learner will be able to identify the differences between words using sympathy and phrasal words. The ESL learner will also be able to use sympathy words and phrasal verbs correctly. Part A, Phrasal Verbs for Expressing Frustration. Frustration is basically an attribute of anger which is emotional. This is common in life and therefore one should learn the best way of expressing frustrations. In this book one is required to learn how phrasal verbs are used, to explain this situation, more vividly. Sympathy is expression of pity and sorrow for some else's misfortune to show an emotional support. The common phrase, I sympathize with you means, one can relate to the victim's problems, and feels pity or sorrow for the misfortune. It is important for one to learn the best ways to express sympathy without being intrusive. I am sorry to hear about you having difficulties with your medical exams. I know how stressful this can be at times. I just heard the news, sorry you team lost again. Part B, complete the sentences. 1. Sorry for your. 2. I'm sorry to hear are. 3. I just heard the terrible news are you. 4. I heard you lost your. Part C, please accept my condolences. This phrase is used when one is bereaved or when someone has died. Condolences is the expression of pity, while it is a common courtesy to request the individual to bear with you and accept the condolences. Please accept my condolences, your great-grandfather was an inspiration to all of us. I'm sorry to hear she was in a tragic ski accident, you have my condolences. Part D, how sad. This phrase is less sympathetic than the one above. In this case, the individual has not gone through a very tough moment. I think it's sad that you did not get an opportunity. That's so sad, you should have been offered a second chance to prove your competence. I hope things get better soon. When people have been having a challenge or difficulty for a while, we use the above phrase to improve their morale or give hope. I know your job has been challenging. As you gain more experience and training, things will get better. I can't believe the process you have gone through, things will get better soon. Part F, I hope you feel better soon. When individuals are experiencing health issues, we use the above phrase to encourage them. You are lucky to have survived such a horrific accident. Feel better soon. This has been a difficult time for you, take a 1 month leave. I hope you will soon feel better. From the above example, it is now clear that sympathy is expressed after an individual has gone through a particular challenge. It is expressed using different phrases, nonetheless it is used to show the same feeling. Below are more examples that will assist the student understand the context of expressing sympathy. Example dialogues. Person 1, I haven't been feeling okay for the last 2 weeks, the flu has really taken a toll on me. Person 2, I hope you get better soon. Person 1, Bob's drinking problem has drained him financially. Person 2, I'm sorry to hear Bob's has a drinking problem. He will overcome it. Part G, Writing Sympathy Notes. Sympathy can also be expressed in writing. In this case, the notes are sent to the individual and is supposed to be as effective as sympathy words. In this case, plural is used to signify a family felt sympathy. It is often important to write short notes. Our deepest sympathy is with you. We pray you have a quick recovery. May God bless you and your loved ones. Example sympathy note. Dear Agatha, it pains me to hear your sister was in surgery and didn't make it. She brought sunshine into everyone's lives. Sincerely, Moses. Part H, Phrasal Verbs for Expressing Frustrations. Take, out on, this is mainly used when referring to a third party. In this context, the two individuals communicating or the two parties, make the first and second party. Therefore, in many occasions the third party is not physical present or is not involved directly in the communication. For example, it's not my fault that you missed your flight, so don't take it out on me. They took out their frustration about losing the game on the goalkeeper. Flip out to suddenly lash out at someone, directing your anger to him/her. If drive on the grass, he flips out. I did so last summer, and he almost banished me from coming to his home. Hold/against this is basically having a grudge with, in other words, one has an unsettled case or anger towards someone else. It is to a certain level a hostility. The security guard was very persistent and wasted a lot of time at the gate, but I don't hold it against him, he is just doing his job. Set/off pushing an individual's limit to the extent he/she gets frustrated. If you drive on the lawn, you are going to set him off. The last time we drove on his lawn, he complained for weeks. This phrasal verb can be used in a different context where it means to trigger an alarm. The smoke from the toaster set off the smoke alarm, and the building was evacuated. H exercise, complete the sentences. 1. Don't take it out on. 2. He took his anger out on. 3. He is always flip out over. 4. Don't hold it. 5. Please don't set him. 6. The smoke from the pot set off the. Part I, Relaxing with Phrasal Verbs. One has to take a rest from day-to-day activities. To help detail this session, we're using relaxing phrasal verbs. Kick back, to take a break or relax. Kick back is sometimes used to explain taking a rest, after a successful task. I'm going to the living room, I just want to kick back, and open a soda. One should note that when kickback is put together, it normally has a different meaning. When put together, it means politicians receiving or taking a bribe and giving. The governor is accused of taking kickbacks from the companies that passed the county government audit. Settle in, to become comfortable in a new environment. It took me a while to settle in after moving to the city. I am used to quiet villages with open roads. Hang out, to spend time relaxing or socializing with friends. It is often used when giving a generalization of what was happening. One could spend time doing many relaxing tasks, i.e., playing games and watching TV. This phrase is still very informative and can be used as hangout when friends get together. We were hanging out at the computer lounge when the new offer on the iPhone 6 came online. Chill out, to reduce tension or calm down. This phrase, just like the one above, is informal and is often used to issue a command. It is very similar to calm down. I'm losing my mind. I am worried about learning English. I think I need to chill out. You need to chill. English is simple, just practice every day. Phrasal verbs about preparation. Get ready, to prepare for an event or occasion. We got ready to learn as the teacher set up the class activity. A transitive verb is a verb which can take a direct object and is an action verb. On the other hand, an intransitive verb is a verb with an action but does not take a direct verb. In the above example, the verb can be either intransitive, or it can be separated and made transitive, as in the following example. I always get my books ready the night before the semester starts. Gear up for, to prepare, occasionally, this is means putting things together, It hardly involves the planning. We're gearing up for an expedition. We annually climb Mount Kenya, as a teamwork building exercise. Brush up on, this means practicing old skills or refreshing old knowledge. I'll have to brush up on my harpooning skills. I have not been fishing for years. Set up, to put things in their place. I have to set up the salad bar, because the guy who usually does it is sick, and didn't come to work today. It's a lot of work bringing out all of those vegetables and plates. In a different setting, this verb can be used to mean betrayal, or a conspiracy. Mike set up Jessica, by giving her an illegal electronic device. Part I exercise. 1 After a hard day's work. I like to settle in and kick back and relax. 2 We like hanging out on Saturday and on Sundays we like to chill out at home. 3 Please get ready. 4 I'm gearing up for my exam. 5 Please brush up for your English exam. 6 We need to set up for the play. J Phrasal verbs for adversity. Phrasal verbs for adversity are verbs that are meant to give hope or encouragement. Below are examples of such verbs. Pull through, to survive. This means a successful activity or process after a hardship in achieving a particular goal. It looked like Jane would not graduate after her poor performance, but she pulled through and she is planning to do her graduate degree. Go without, not to have. Street children go without food often. This can be used as well with items or not very important, while making a statement about an impartial thought. I.e. I lost my phone last weekend, I did not realize I could go without it in a day. Make do with, to use an improvised substitute or agree to a compromise. In most cases this is used to show an informed decision to solve a challenge that has very little attributes to giving up. We don't have any wine glasses, so we'll just have to make do with our regular juice glasses. One can use make do only while using this phrase, in this case one does not indicate the substitute involved. They requested 10 vehicles, but there are only 5 vehicles, and it's too late to get more, so we have to make do. Part J/Exercise 1, make sentences corrections. 1 Pull through. 2 Pulled through. 3 Go without. 4 Make do with. Tell me what you learned today. I learned. It was fun because. It was not fun because. It was. I want to learn more about. This concludes this ESL audio. Bye for now.